I read a post today from the Smart Classroom Management blog concerning the use of compliance models of behaviour management. I was quite interested in some of the points raised because it was really highlighting the point that if you use a compliance model as it is, expecting it to work by removing children from your classroom and having them put into timeout rooms or isolation rooms, and expecting there to be a change in their behaviours in the future, then I think you'll probably be sadly disappointed. The reason for this is that those models of behaviour management are there, hopefully, to act as some form of supportive role or online demand role, where young people can access some support for issues they're facing in the classroom away from the prying eyes and perhaps the judging comments of their peers in the classroom, and without that stress of the face-to-face reaction from the teacher. So I just thought it was quite interesting that it was talking mostly about back in the classroom and how you as a teacher might have to modify, adapt, be more creative with the content and delivery of your lesson in order that your classroom becomes a place that the children want to be and they have ownership of your lesson time and have a sense of place there so that it makes sense for them to want to be there. And should they make mistakes and make errors, they can, I suppose, reflect on those if they have to be removed from the classroom to a timeout space. They can reflect on what went wrong, maybe have some one-to-one time with a skilled teaching assistant or a member of staff who can maybe untangle the situation and how they got to where they were, and perhaps offer some techniques that might help them in the future, so that instead of just simply looking for revenge by sending the child out and really sending the message that you don't want them to be in your classroom, what you're actually doing is saying, hey, you've made a mistake, we understand that. Now's not the time to try and fight this out in the classroom, but what we will do is you go to the timeout area, see if you can wrestle with the problem that you've got with another member of staff, and let's see when you come back next time that, you know, hopefully together we can work through, and next time maybe that issue won't be such a difficult one to cope with.